Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
The Athletic. Good morning. Welcome to the Daily Football Briefing from The Athletic. It's Friday the 19th of April. I'm Tim Spears, and on today's show, Liverpool win in Italy but bow out of Europe.
And Atalanta can celebrate knocking Liverpool out of the Europa League.
Can Chelsea shock City in the Cup?
If you can beat that first press, City do leave huge open spaces in behind them. Chelsea were able to do that, and they do have fast attackers.
And tired Real Madrid prepare for El Clasico.
Carlo Ancelotti's boys will be very tired for the game against Barcelona for El Clasico. The extra time against Man City was an extra effort.
This is the Daily Football Briefing with Tim Spears.
We'll preview the weekend's action shortly, and there's a lot of it. But first, let's bring you news of contrasting fortunes in Europe for three English sides. Liverpool had a mountain to climb in Bergamo, 3-0 down to Atalanta from last week's horrific Europa League quarter-final first leg at Anfield. The Reds took an early lead in Italy through Mo Salah's 7th-minute penalty, raising hopes of a miraculous comeback, but in truth it never looked on the cards. Jurgen Klopp had called for Liverpool to fail in a beautiful way if they were to bow out. Instead, a second-half XG of 0.04 was just plain ugly. Our man in Italy was Andy Jones, and here's his verdict.
Jürgen Klopp's European adventures with Liverpool is over, and it was with a bit of a whimper in the end. The game had all the hallmarks for, you know, another memorable comeback, but Liverpool were their own worst enemies again in front of goal. Salah, the main culprit, missing the biggest chance. When sent through, he lobbed wide of the Atalanta goal with goalkeeper Musso stranded. And then in the second half, Liverpool went down with a bit of a whimper in the end. The siege on Atalanta's goal never came. The home side adjusted and seemed to gain calmness and confidence as the game went on. And Liverpool were unable to fashion any real chances in the second half, which was a massive disappointment and not the way they were to plan this night.
West Ham faced arguably an even tougher test if they were to reach the semis, beat a Bayer Leverkusen team that had gone 43 matches unbeaten in all comps and who won the Bundesliga title at the weekend, and they had to beat them by at least 2 goals. To be fair to David Moyes' team, they gave it a real go, and indeed in the 89th minute they were 1-0 up and pushing for extra time, but Leverkusen have a very nice habit of late goals this season, and lo and behold, up popped Jeremy Frimpong to cancel out Mikel Antonio's opener.
Deflected! Oh, they've done it! Despair for West Ham United! Leverkusen a level on the night, and they're surely going through to the semi-final!
1-1 on the night, 3-1 to Leverkusen on aggregate. Leverkusen will play Roma in the semis after Daniele De Rossi's team cruised past Italian rivals AC Milan. Roma were 1-0 up from the first leg at San Siro last week, and Gianluca Mancini and Paolo Dybala had them 3-0 up on aggregate by half-time. Matteo Gabbia scored a late consolation for Milan. In the other quarter-final, Marseille squeaked through on penalties after it finished 2-2 on aggregate against Benfica. They'll play Atalanta in the semis. Incidentally, with Liverpool and West Ham going out, there will be no English team in the semis of the Champions League or Europa League for the first time since 2015. Now, just like how dynamite and a naked flame are a pretty toxic combination, so are the French and Emi Martinez. The Argentina goalkeeper was booed, heckled and berated for 120 minutes last night by Lille fans who haven't forgotten his World Cup final antics against France in Qatar. Obviously, Martinez kept a low profile because he hates the attention. No way, he was booked for time wasting in the first half, booked during the penalty shootout for generally just messing around and being a nuisance, and he saved two spot kicks and shushed the Lille fans as Villa went through to the Europa Conference League semi-finals. Incidentally, Martinez wasn't sent off as bookings are reset before a penalty shootout. Who knew? And Martinez, of course, did absolutely nothing wrong whatsoever, as he said after the game.
I just got a bad reputation for time waiting because the other goalie was doing exactly the same thing and I get booked after the very minute, you know, and we're losing the game, so I don't know what the ref won from me. And then again, there was no ball in the penalty spot and I'm asking for a ball to a ball boy and then I get booked. I just don't understand the rules.
Villa had lost 2-1 on the night, but Unai Emery's team will now face Olympiacos in the semis early next month. Right, that's your roundup done. On to the weekend we go. Wembley plays host to the FA Cup semi-finals on Saturday and Sunday. Championship side Coventry City hope to cause what on paper would be one of the biggest upsets in FA Cup history against Manchester United. Although with this United side, how shocked would you really be? And the other semi sees Chelsea looking to heap further misery on Manchester City following their painful Champions League exit to Real Madrid on Wednesday. The last time Chelsea played at Wembley, the blue £1 billion bottle jobs lost the League Cup final to a much depleted Liverpool side. They have a better record against Man City than most of late though, claiming two draws in the league this season and are currently enjoying their longest unbeaten run in 18 months. That's 8 games without defeat, culminating in a 6-0 thrashing of Everton on Monday night, courtesy of 4 goals from former City player Cole Palmer. Narrative alert. So, are the Blues a team transformed and can they stop City? Speaking on the latest episode of the Totally Football Show, Adrian Clark, Charlie Eccleshare and Duncan Alexander assess Chelsea's chances of booking their place in the final.
The pattern is quite concerning, actually. There's a major lack of tracking back from the wide players. There's been some instances of pure laziness. I still don't think they're right. I still don't think they're fully committed as a team. There's not been a great passion to defend balls coming into their box. You know, they've been a little bit lightweight. But this might be the occasion, the kind of game that where it focuses the mind. And they've played very well against City on both occasions. I thought they were superb in the first half of the Etihad. They really carried a threat.
They basically did what a lot of teams you think could do more of. Like, if you can beat that... It sounds easy, but if you can beat that first press, City do leave huge open spaces in behind them. Chelsea were able to do that, and they do have fast attackers. So they just kept beating the press and then putting balls in behind, and it was like oceans of space. And even into the second half, they didn't have the same chances because they did the final pass often wasn't right. But they had those openings.
I think they've got to get a lead here, Chelsea, because you look at the benches, and that is... It's incredible that you're talking about blue £1 billion bottle jobs or whatever. And then you look at Chelsea's bench and you say, well, where's the money gone? Because the last game, I think that Badia Shile was on the bench and Chilwell and all of the other players were pretty much kids. And we all know what City's bench looks like at the moment.
Although City will be knackered after Wednesday night.
City, of course, aren't in title race action this weekend, meaning Arsenal and Liverpool have the chance to overtake Pep Guardiola's side, however temporarily. Arsenal travel to the Wembley of the Midlands, aka Molyneux, on Saturday night as they take on Gary O'Neill's Wolves. Meanwhile, Liverpool are in London on Sunday afternoon to play Fulham. Also in the Premier League, the 6 worst teams in the division face off against each other in what may be a pivotal weekend in the relegation battle. Before the law courts have the final say, it's Luton v Brentford, Sheffield United v Burnley, and Everton v Nottingham Forest.
You're listening to the Daily Football Briefing from The Athletic.
The biggest game in Europe this weekend, though, isn't Sheffield United v Burnley, it's Real Madrid v Barcelona, i.e. El Clasico. On Sunday night at 8 p.m, the Bernabeu will play host to a match that could decide the La Liga title, or could give Barcelona a glimmer of hope of catching their fierce rivals. Madrid are 8 points clear of Xavi's side with 7 games to go. The club's experienced contrasting fortunes in Europe this week. So how will Madrid approach this one? Here's Guillermo Rai to tell us how they're shaping up.
Yeah, after the hard-fought victory at the Etihad Stadium, the Real Madrid players are optimistic, obviously. They were having a very good season, being the sole leaders of La Liga, but beating Pep Guardiola's team makes them believe that they can actually repeat the feat of 2022 when they lifted both La Liga and Champions League for the second time in their history. The first one was in 1958. It is true that Carlo Ancelotti's boys will be very tired for the game against Barcelona for El Clásico. The extra time against Man City was an extra effort, and vital players like Dani Carvajal and Vinicius Jr. were out with discomfort. But just after the game, they told the Athletic we had a chance to speak to them in the mix zone, and they were fine, and it was the result of fatigue. In the case of Carvajal specifically, it was because of a cramp. But the truth is that Barcelona have only had one more day's rest since their defeat against Paris Saint-Germain, so it doesn't seem to be a key point in this El Clásico, which Madrid will be very relaxed about because of their 8-point lead over Barcelona.
Cheers, Guillermo. And a note for your diaries that on Monday night, Inter can clinch the Serie A title if they win their match against none other than City rivals AC Milan. That's a spicy meatball. The big games just keep on coming this weekend. The Women's Champions League semi-final first legs are both on Saturday. Barcelona v Chelsea is at 12:30 PM UK time or 7:30 AM Eastern time in the US. And Lyon v PSG follows at 6 PM here or 1 PM stateside with second legs next weekend. Here to preview the ties is our women's football writer Charlotte Harper.
It's Champions League semi-final weekend, and it doesn't get much bigger than this. The best European players on show. First up, Chelsea travel to Barcelona and have a huge task on their hands to get a result against the reigning champions. The Barcelona midfield is pretty ridiculous with Alexia Putellas, Aitana Bonmatí, Patrick Guijarro and Kira Walsh at their disposal. And that's not even mentioning their attacking threat. Chelsea's Lauren James is a doubt after Emma Hayes said she was injured and unable to feature against Aston Villa on Wednesday. We'll get an update at the press conference on Friday evening. Chelsea did get a 1-1 draw away there last year, and they need to keep it tight again so there's something to play for in the home leg at Stamford Bridge a week on Saturday. As for the other tie, record 8-time Champions League winners Lyon host Paris Saint-Germain, a repeat of the 2022 semi-final. These two teams know each other so well given their domestic rivalry, and no one knows PSG better than Lyon striker Ada Hegerberg, who has just extended her contract until 2027. It's going to be very tight, but she could be the difference. PSG, though, have a point to prove, and like Chelsea, will want to keep the tie alive so they can really create a hostile atmosphere at Parc des Princes in the second leg. These are the heavyweights going at each other, and I can't wait.
Right, that's it for today's Daily Football Briefing. I've been Tim Spears, your producer was Mike Zimmerman, and executive producer was Ian McIntosh. The versatile Mr. Zimmerman will be your host on Monday. In the meantime, have a great weekend.
The Athletic.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.